CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Prosecutors have declined to file charges against the Arvada police officer who mistakenly killed a Good Samaritan in June. Johnny Hurley had just shot and killed a gunman, preventing what police say could have been a mass shooting in a suburban shopping district. Arvada police officer Craig Brownlow thought Hurley was a second attacker and killed him. Jefferson County District Attorney Alexis King.
One thing that became evident throughout our review was that John Hurley that day acted as a hero.
Officer Brownlow remains on leave from the Arvada police. The Denver City Council has approved Mayor Michael Hancock's $1.49 billion budget for next year. The mayor's office calls it a path to help the city recover from the pandemic. The budget includes money to build and maintain roads, parks, and public buildings. There are millions of dollars to improve housing stability, including $90 million dedicated to services for people experiencing homelessness. Parking rates will rise to $2 an hour, with the extra money going toward bikeways and street improvements. The University of Colorado's Board of Regents holds a forum at CU's Boulder campus today to give students, faculty, and staff a chance to weigh in on the search for a new president. The school's former president stepped down in the summer after board members and campus groups disapproved of his leadership. Other meetings will be held at CU's campuses around the state. The water district that serves much of Mesa County has stopped pumping water from the Colorado River. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Ute Water Conservancy District says drought forced it to pump water from the Colorado River starting in July, something it had never done in its 65-year history. With the change also came a new fee, a 2% price hike to offset the costs of treating the river water. That fee is now ending, too. The district typically gets its water from runoff from the nearby Grand Mesa. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado has the chance for rain tonight. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range. This is CPR News.